Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is going on, Upstate? How are you? Happy hump day to you. It is awesome to be here. Mark Ryan, the most interactive sports radio show in the Upstate. Man, am I excited today. Episode number 91. On our way, marching to a hundy. It's going to be fantastic. Goal of the show today was to make Lonzo uncomfortable. By the way, can I open up by asking you guys a favor? Lonzo did not like the other day that he was stuck on 666 followers. And I looked at it today, and he was at 668 Twitter followers. So, you know, the 666, I was teaching this to Lonzo the other day. There's a biblical reference there to the number 666 that made Lonzo uncomfortable. And I look at his Twitter following today, and he's at 668. So we need to get him back down to 666. If you guys are following Lonzo on Twitter, if two of you could unfollow him, let's make this a collective effort, all right? And just keep track of that Twitter profile. And whatever you can do, follow him, unfollow him. Let's just keep that number at 666, okay? His Twitter profile's at Lonzo on Word. This is Producer Appreciation Day, and I want to make sure I'm doing my part here on Offsides with Mark Ryan.
I will make you pay for this. You won't see it coming, but when it does, you will know why.
Lonzo, you know, this is a little revenge. Revenge is a dish best served cold, because you, sir, I posted this morning a very unfortunate happening to me this morning, and you, sir, not only did not offer support, you, sir, were lighting the fanning the flames of my discontentment at what happened to me this morning. This morning, I go to my vehicle, and what do I find on the side of my vehicle but the biggest pile of crap you have ever seen? Like, whatever this bird ingested, I got the entire bird's ingestion of his entire life on my car this morning. All right, and I'm walking to my car, and it's right by the door handle. And, you know, it's right in your way, and you're like, oh, it's going to be one of those kind of days, right? I'm sure you guys listening have had one of those kind of days. You walk to your car, and you're just like, really? Really, bird? I'm greatly appreciative of this. So I put on Facebook and Twitter this morning, I put the following. To the bird that did this, we will meet again, all right? And so I'm getting a lot of support. People think it's funny. Everybody's having a good time. And, you know, my producer, on Producer Appreciation Day, on the day where we're supposed to be having a good relationship, my producer, Gerald Lonzo Reitzel, says the following. I paid the bird. He was extremely accurate. I got my $5 worth. He. You know, Lonzo, there's really no humor there, okay? It's like, I don't appreciate that you paid the bird to do that to me. These birds are available for hire out here, and you evidently have a great relationship with them. And you paid $5 to really kind of, I didn't buy a white car, I bought a black car. Now my car is half white, thanks to you and this bird, all right? So I called Lonzo Gerald, which he really doesn't like. I said, revenge is a bee, Gerald, especially when it comes at 1 p.m. live on the air. To which Lonzo says, call me Gerald again, and I'm paying the whole flock after I feed them bean burritos. So Lonzo, be that as it may, my revenge on you for this, sir, is that I will request people on social media to keep an eye on you and to make sure that you end up on 666 followers. So if you're following Lonzo, I think he's at 668, please do me a favor, unfollow him, and let's monitor this together. So he stays at the biblical reference of 666 that he doesn't want to be at. Can we agree on that? Ladies and gentlemen, can I toast you to that? Can we agree on that today? That would be swell. That would be fantastic. The O on Lonzo's Ohio State shirt today stands for zero. And that's how we want Lonzo to feel at the end of the show today. How are we doing, Lonzo? We're doing well? We doing okay? You and I, we're good?
You know, you give my first name and I could really be a punk, but I'm not going to be.
What's that? What do you mean I gave your first name?
You're talking about my first name.
Your first name is your Facebook name.
You're the person who doesn't want their last name said, which I'm not going to do because okay. I am not that guy.
Okay.
You know, it's obvious that my parents didn't like me and they named me Gerald. But luckily...
There's nothing wrong with the name Gerald.
Luckily, Lonzo was in there, which is a much better name, although I was told early on that I would never live up to the name. And, you know, just more self-confidence for me and... Screw all them, screw you, screw everybody. Gerald sucks. Don't ever call me that again.
Why does it suck? Why is the name so bad?
Gerald is a kid who's in his basement now eating paste. I am not that guy.
All right, if you say so. If you say so. But no, man, look, it's all in good fun, and it's all in good fun until a bird poops on somebody's car, and then everything goes downhill very, very rapidly. But, Lonzo, this is queuing you up perfectly for our first segment here of the day, okay? Queuing you up absolutely perfectly for the first segment of the day. Folks, I have now watched, I've seen some of the greatest shows that I can remember in recent history in the last month. I just finished last night Chernobyl. On HBO, HBO Go, our buddy Matt Harrob, who fills in on the show every once in a while, hooked me up with a username and password. So I've got HBO Go now. And I watched this 5-part miniseries, Chernobyl, which was incredible. And I think many of us probably, maybe half of us, don't know what Chernobyl is, and the other half have a kind of a cursory understanding of what took place at Chernobyl. But basically... Ukraine, Belarus, Russia, the old Soviet Union, there was a chemical plant that was grossly mismanaged. It was not protected the way it should be, and it exploded in a fashion that has resulted in the deaths of between 4,000 and 93,000 people. Okay? The numbers vary because how do you attribute a death by cancer, right? If you attribute all the deaths of people in the area to cancer, it could be 93,000. It's at minimum 4,000 people that died because of mismanage of a plant that resulted in an explosion. And they still have what's called an exclusion zone today that nobody is allowed to enter. So if you've ever seen the show The Walking Dead on AMC that is also on Netflix, it probably looks a lot like that, man. It's like dead zone. Nobody's there. Nobody lives there. Nobody's allowed to be there.
By the way, there is a video game about it.
And, really?
Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces of it, and it's very disturbing.
Isn't Fallout kind of that sort of theme,
too?
Well,
this is in the theme of Fallout, except for it's more like Fallout meets Resident Evil. It looks pretty rough.
And what's it called?
I think it's called Chernobyl. I'll look it up.
Really? So it's out right now. I'm tempted to get that just because of this amazing, amazing show that's on right now. So take this from me. Some of you have listened to my TV recommendations. You've never been disappointed. If you have HBO, great. If not, I'd consider getting it for this particular miniseries. It's 5 parts. Each show is like an hour and 10 minutes. And it's just fantastic. The same actor... It plays the hero in this show that was the king in the Netflix series, The Crown. It's the same actor. And it's just fantastic. And but it's fantastic in a very dark kind of gripping way because you realized it's an incredible historical representation of what took place in a very dark time period, right? So with all that being said, and to tie this back into sports, and oh my gosh, Mark, the show's been on for 8 minutes. Have you mentioned one thing about sports yet? Here's what I will do. In honor of Chernobyl, I would like to ask you, and I would like to ask Lonzo, a very flammable question. All right. What, in your opinion, should be eviscerated in sports? All right. Eviscerated in sports. That's exactly right, Lonzo. Man, is that a boss explosion sound, huh? What do you mean, no? That's the kind of mood you're in today, huh?
I've heard
very,
better.
Very, non, very non, very disagreeable mood.
You call me Gerald. Yeah. I'm not your friend today.
Your Facebook is called Gerald. You realize that?
They won't let me change the name. I've tried to take it off there. But here's the problem. All right, in high school, a lot of people knew me by that name.
All right.
So I don't, when Facebook first came out, I made sure I put my first name on there. But I haven't went by that name since high school.
Okay.
And I really didn't go by that name in high school. Everyone called me by my last name. When you're on sports teams, they call you by your last name, so everybody called me by my last name.
Right, right, right. Fortunately, nobody knows my last name, so that's a good thing, right? That's a really, really good thing. And you're not going to change that either, Lonzo. You hear that?
I already said I wouldn't do
it. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Just because you tell me not to doesn't mean I won't. I won't because I'm a better person than you. That's why I won't do it.
You know, Lonzo, it's really not that big of a secret. It's more about the fact that I've just rolled with this name for broadcasting purposes for so many years that I'm okay with it. But be that as it may, I would like to ask you guys and everybody, what are the things that you can't stand the most in sports that just absolutely positively drive you batty in sports? What are they? Because we are going to drop the Chernobyl on that this morning, What am I talking about? This afternoon. We're going to drop it on. And by the way, Lonzo, can I just add a little aside here? You and I have been struggling with allergies so mightily, and we're getting what looks like the hint of what could be rain outside, and I just can't wait for that to happen to wash all this pollen away.
Yeah, but it's been like this all day.
I'm dying a slow death right here, man. I really am. Like, this pollen is killing me. My phone's giving me air quality alerts that there's so much pollen in the sky.
You do understand that tomorrow we're on a balcony. Balconies are open.
No, I get it. I get it. But I also understand that the weather forecast says rain tomorrow. So I'm wondering how that's going to work. We're going to be getting rained on, but at least you and I won't be having sore throats and snotting everywhere.
I think there's a roof on the balcony. I'm not positive.
Okay.
I think there is. So I think we're good. But what I was saying is we're going to have to breathe this air for 3 hours straight tomorrow and the next day.
Yeah. You and I, by the time Friday rolls around, if it doesn't rain tomorrow, you and I are either going to be much worse or much better. One of the two. But if you guys listen to the show, you can probably even hear it in Lonzo's and my voice right now. We're really raspy sounding, right? I mean, it's just kind of like, for the last 3 days, I felt like I'm getting sick, and I've never gotten sick. You know, it's like, oh, I definitely have a cold now or something. And it's never fully come on. So that means that it's allergies, and it sucks. And you guys, you suck, upstate pollen. I mean, really. I mean, I'm tired of you. Who do you think you are? Doing this to me on a daily basis. I'm so over you. I never accepted a first date with you to begin with. All right? I'm done with you right now. Stop getting in my nose. Stop cramping my style. Stop covering my car. My chairs outside on my balcony. Stop doing it, please. All right, Lonzo, so can we do this? Can we share, when we come back, the three things that we would like to eviscerate in sports in honor of this amazing miniseries, Chernobyl, on HBO Go? Can we do that? What do you say?
Sure.
On Producer Appreciation Day, I'm calling you, Lonzo, just to get you to participate here. All right? We're going to Chernobyl. We're going to eviscerate three things in sports when we come back, and we're going to give you full license. You have a pass right now. I'm giving you the pass to eviscerate anything in sports that you want in honor of a fantastic miniseries on HBO. That is up next. You are locked and loaded to the most interactive sports show in South Carolina. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. The text line is buzzing, Lonzo. The Twitterverse is buzzing as well. Thomas Guzik tells me he'll unfollow you for 12 beers at Hall of Fame Sports Grill. By the way, in what's becoming kind of a little bit of a Thursday tradition, we'll be hanging out tomorrow at Hall of Fame Sports Grill. Our buddy Jeff Pantridge, who's filling in for Straight Up with Sturge next week, The Sturgises are going to be on a Disney cruise. Whatever color jealous is, that's me right now about that. So our buddy Jeff Pantridge, who is my producer back in Tampa, lives in Raleigh right now, is going to be in town filling in for Sturge next week. He's going to be, he and Sturge and I are going to be at Hall of Fame Sports Grill tomorrow night. I would invite Lonzo, but he's got video games to tend to. So we won't be able to do that, unfortunately. But yes, Thomas, yes, the 12 beers, wink, wink, are yours if you just give my buddy Lonzo a quick little unfollow there to get him back to 666.
You know, I don't understand the wink, wink thing. I don't. That's a binding contract he just gave you,
no,
Thomas.
So no, there's no.
As soon as you unfollow me,
there's no.
You're taken care of tomorrow night.
There's no binding contract. Okay. Carl Casey Shugnuff says one to go. At least I wasn't the one who got Lonzo down to the number of the beast. Lonzo says, why would you listen to Mark? Lance Burns says, the thing I hate most in sports, the thing I'd like to eviscerate, Lonzo, is the flopping whining from NBA players. Lance Burns, that has officially been eviscerated. All right? Been officially eviscerated. Carl thinks you're serious at him, Lonzo. He says, it's all in good fun. Mark Ryan is a boss, and I'm his minion. If you would accept that, Lonzo, things would work so much better here. If you would just accept that. I'm the boss, you're the minion. Let's accept that.
No, that's never going to happen.
Let's accept that, all right?
And I don't think he thinks I'm serious. I think he thinks it's all in fun. Why? No one would willingly say that they're your minion unless they were joking.
The sooner you accept what Carl has clearly accepted, the better off we will be. By the way,
so
Carl,
you're saying you're Satan and I should accept you, and no, I'm not doing that.
I do feel like many days you feel like coming to work with me is hell.
The fact that you're wanting it to be at 66, that's just more proof of who you are.
I really, really do. We're checking up on this follower count, Lonzo, and you are still at 667. So we need one person more to unfollow you just so we can get you back down to 666.
Or you need to rally to my side and get some other people to follow me.
Why would anybody
do
that?
So Mark would have to deal with the fact that, you know, people actually like me or something.
No, listen, but having you be on a biblical reference, 666, that you don't want to be at is incredibly enjoyable for all. All right, so Casey Shugnuff says the NBA slam dunk contest should be eviscerated because none of the superstars take part anymore. Casey Shugnuff, you have successfully eviscerated the slam dunk contest. You have. You really, really have, and that's tremendous. Okay, let's check on the text line, in which you can get to us at 71307. Okay, one of these I can't say on the air, and you know exactly which one that is. Look at this, Lonzo. I'm not saying that on the air. We have a policy of reading all the texts that come in. If I turn it any more, Lonzo, the computer's going to shut off, and you know that.
Oh, you can read that if you want.
No, I'm not going to.
You have permission to read
I think
that.
You're trying to eviscerate me right now is what you're trying to
possibly.
Do.
Possibly.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Mark is turning Alonzo. See, people are messing up your name anyway. It's not just me. Mark is turning Alonzo into the Antichrist on Twitter, laughing my ass off. That's what a texter says. The birds probably saw Gerald, the Twitter Antichrist's ugly Ohio shirt, and got the bubble guts over Mark's car. That's exactly what happened. I figured out exactly what happened. By the way, we have an official evisceration for Roger Goodell. Okay, another texter says, what bothers me, what I would like eviscerated from baseball is out-of-shape managers wearing player uniforms. That's great. That's great. And another texter would like to eviscerate fines for complaining about refs. You should be allowed to complain about refs in sports, Lonzo. You should. You really, really should. All right, now what are we going by today? We going by the G word? We going by Alonzo? We going by Reitzel? What would you like to go as today?
I would like to go home. That's what I would like to do.
He'd like to go home. All right, Michael Stathakis. The amount of timeouts leading to the end of NCAA basketball games. Here's the problem with those timeouts. Wait a minute. What do they give you, like seven? They give you six or seven timeouts in an NCAA basketball game, but here's the problem. They don't make you use them by the half. You have them and you can use them at any point you want during the game. So you see those little lights on the scoreboard when you're watching it on TV and you can see, oh dear God, this is a close game. One team has five timeouts left. The other team has four. We're going to be here forever. And then that's what happens. So Michael Stathakis would like to eviscerate the amount of timeouts given to college head coaches. Michael, you have successfully eviscerated the number of timeouts in a college basketball game. That is tremendous. We'll take your calls on eviscerations as well. Note, is there any truth to the rumor that I am successfully eviscerating Lonzo from the studio today? I can neither confirm nor deny that I am eviscerating eviscerating Lonzo's punk behind right now.
Quit using words you cannot pronounce.
Okay, by the way, listen to this. My old man is chiming in on the text line right now. Check this out. All right. Okay, here we go. Whose is this? Is this mom or dad? Okay, this is dad. Okay, so dad is texting in right now, and he is the second one to say this, Lonzo. My old man would like to eviscerate the NBA All-Star game, but would keep the slam dunk contest. The game is a waste of time with no D and scores of 188 to 168. Ridiculous. Pops, the NBA All-Star game has been eviscerated. Chris Marshall on Twitter is a Cowboys fan and wants to eviscerate Jerry Jones. Are you annoyed at the sound effect yet, Lonzo? Let's get to Rick, who's up next on the show. Rick, thanks so much for the call. You have the right to drop a Chernobyl on anything in sports that you want, sir. Anything in sports that you want, in honor of a fantastic miniseries that is on HBO Go right now. You have been given the power. You have the button at your fingertips, Rick. You're offsides. Go ahead, bud.
Please, lose women's softball. I can't stand it. I'm seeing it on TV every time I turn the TV on. Please, college women's softball, please get off the TV, okay?
Lonzo, you have been commanded.
Yeah, I disagree with this.
Wait a minute. It doesn't matter. There you go.
Oh, my Lord. He would disagree. He would.
What does that mean, he would disagree? Well, first...
because have you really watched it?
It's awful, and it's sexist.
The uniforms are ugly. They kick up.
You guys are terrible. I would rather watch women's softball any day.
Well, you don't.
Women to play. Okay.
How's that funny?
They have a buffet. They have a buffet inside the dugout. Okay. Okay.
No.
Please get rid of it.
Oh, man, this is one of those things that you know you shouldn't be laughing at and you're laughing at
anyway.
I
can't take it anymore. So, yeah. Thanks for the call, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, so that's not my problem with softball. My problem with softball is not that they quote...
And you're the only one that thinks the way that you do. And there are a lot of people who love softball, and I've followed softball for over 12 years, so I'm sorry.
Listen,
I guess he would like it, whatever that means.
My anti-softball take is an inclusionary take, not an exclusionary take.
You've had this take before, and no one agrees with you.
Everyone agrees with me because nobody's thought about it before.
No one agrees with you.
Listen, just because I'm forward-thinking and you're not...
Softball is its own sport. All right. It is not sexist at all.
It's its own sport. What is the origin of why women can't play baseball?
Well, I would women watch can if women play baseball. They don't want to because
they
have softball.
They don't have any other choice.
Why would you want to play baseball for?
If you give people choices, it's amazing what happens. Okay, Thomas Guzik would like to eviscerate the 10... Oh, boy, this is accurate, too. The 10 minutes of commercials on the SEC-CBS game of the week that seemingly happen at every dead ball. Do you notice those games last 4.5 hours? You start watching them at 3:30, they're over at 8. It's brutal. You know, and that's a great song, the SEC on CBS song. It's a fantastic song. They make me hate it with as many damn times as they play that going to commercial on Saturday. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Well, I just heard that 10 seconds ago. You got to be kidding me. I'm going to commercial again? Come on. Thomas, I'm with you, brother. I'm absolutely with you there. All right, Lonzo, now it's time for our own eviscerations. All right, our own top three. Lonzo, stop with the long face, okay? This has been a very entertaining 32 minutes to open the show today, okay? Just because your Ohio State Buckeyes shirt has a big zero on it doesn't mean you need to be bringing that attitude to the show today, all right? You got me?
You want me to respond? You've done nothing but slam me. You say you've eviscerated me, and I've held back the entire time, and I will continue. It's your show. Your name's on it.
Well, here's your chance, Lonzo. Here's your chance to eviscerate three things that you would like in sports, okay? Whatever you would like. The button is at your fingertips, mad scientist. Have at it.
All right, one of them was written for me, so I'm not going to say that one because I'm not going to buy into your stuff. So
I said Lonzo would like to eviscerate Will Muschamp, and he's not going to go with that.
No, because I just like him to do his job. Mine would be unwritten rules in baseball.
Elaborate, please, sir.
There's too many unwritten rules in baseball to elaborate about. I mean, everything. Well, you can't plunk this guy. If you do this, you brush this guy back. If you do this, you can't shift change. You can't. There's just way too many, and I don't know how to keep track of it.
Really?
It's stupid.
Okay, what's number two?
Aren't you going to do something?
I want to hear yours first.
All right, here's my next one, weight limits in NASCAR. I think it's ridiculous. I want to see some fat guys in a car.
Well, Rick has a solution. Just put a buffet line right outside where the cars line up. It seems to work well.
I'm still ticked about that. I'm offended, and so are a lot of other people.
I don't think people are offended.
Yeah, I think
they
are
very
offended. Okay,
so why is there a weight limit? You have to be a certain weight to get in the car. Can you also not agree that when 1,000th of a second makes a difference, if my fat behind is rolling in this belly in a NASCAR car, I may not win, and that might be the difference? More, less fat, less chips, more greens.
Maybe I want the athletes to look like they're fans.
Really? That's really what you want?
Yes.
I mean, NASCAR drivers have been trying to convince people they're athletes for the last 30 years, and I agree with them. They are athletes. But you're eviscerating the weight limit in NASCAR. And finally, Lonzo, what are you looking at here?
The last thing I'm going to eviscerate is a person I'm looking at.
Why would you do that, Lonzo? We have such a loving relationship here. I mean, this is incredible. Why would you do that?
I'm so disappointed he's still here.
Exactly. Michael Stathakis, by the way, says there's not any significant pro softball league where they can make it a career and make big dollars. Pro soccer, basketball, tennis thrive. Softball doesn't.
You guys go talk to the softball team. Why are you playing softball? Don't you realize what you're doing
is
sexist?
Playing softball.
Why are you doing this? What's wrong with you? Maybe it's they're doing it because they love it. Maybe that's why they're doing it.
They love it, but they don't have another choice. If they had another choice, it would be they'd like baseball so much more. I mean, again, softball is baseball in a sandbox. But softball is baseball that has been nerfed.
It is not. You've said this many times, and it's just crap.
All right. Well,
it's
can ridiculous. I get to my three eviscerations, or are you going to be talking over me the entire time? Is that how we're going to roll? Is that what we're going to do here?
I can turn your mic off.
Okay. Well, and I can turn it back on. I have a little button over here. I'll eviscerate your O-wearing
I can self. Fade you down. You can turn it on and off all you want.
Okay,
all right, get to yours. Come on.
All right. Here we go. My first evisceration is the stupid one-game Major League Baseball playoff game. Are you getting sick of that sounder yet? I'm loving it.
I will never get sick of explosions.
I
love
it
video
feels
games.
Good. It feels great to hear that. Why would you have a one-game playoff when you play 162? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. While we're at it, can we also get rid of the best of five? The NBA plays best of sevens, and they only play 82 games. MLB plays, you play for 6 months to get a wild card berth, then you got to win one game playoff to get in, and then you could be gone in 72 hours. 72 hours after the playoff begins. You know, you play two games in 2 days, then you have a day off, and then you play a third game at your home stadium. Best of three, best of one, the single game playoff elimination in baseball absolutely blows. Number two evisceration for me, Lonzo. The never wears his team colors guy. Yes, Lonzo, I'm looking at you with the Gamecocks. You know, I've come to realize that here in the upstate, I see two colors. I see purple and I see orange. and everybody else is a Gamecocks fan. All right? That's what I've learned. You see somebody wearing blue jeans and a black t-shirt outside, that's a Gamecocks fan. You see someone wearing red and white outside, that's a Gamecocks fan. You see somebody wearing yellow and blue outside, that's a Gamecocks fan. There's basically Clemson fans who declare themselves and South Carolina fans who wear plain clothes. That's the way it is. Own up, support your team, rain or shine. It doesn't, any number of years that Florida State could beat Florida in a row, I'm still rocking the orange and blue. The never wears his team colors guy gets eviscerated. And finally, Lonzo, my number three, I would like to eviscerate all officials. I think it's time, especially in baseball, to automate the strike zone. It's not something, the strike zone isn't something that's supposed to be subjective. It's clearly defined in the rule book. Knees to letters, different for every player. Why can't you K-zone the strike zone? Aren't you tired of hearing, this ump is calling the outside strike tonight? What the hell does that even mean? It's not subjective. It's clearly defined. Okay, you could have sensors on the bases to see if the tag gets there before the base runner does. You could have a human running an instant replay booth up front if you need it. I'm convinced that you don't need to have an official anywhere on the field in Major League Baseball. So, Lonzo, I'm getting rid of officials. If automation makes it better, I'm all for it. And listen, you know, you've heard the McDonald's thing where people want to pay McDonald's workers $15 an hour, right? You've heard about that. And McDonald's counter to that is, okay, we're going to automate everything. I think some things are not better with automation. I think customer service is one of those things where there's a really friendly personal touch. My family recently ate at Stax's original restaurant when they came to visit. Not only was the food outstanding, the customer service was unlike anything they'd experienced before. It was incredible. And, you know, just the neighborhood kind of family feel vibe with great food and friendly people and friendly vibe and friendly atmosphere. You can't do that with automatons. But some things, baseball, professional sports, for instance, would be so much better if you just got the damn call right. All right, coming up next, they made a huge roster addition, and he, that being Marcel Louis Jacques, will tell us about that new roster addition. He's with the Charlotte Observer, and he'll do that next. Right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, it's ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Listen, we said on the show yesterday, my opinion, I can make a strong and serious argument that the Carolina Panthers, now the South Carolina Panthers, as much as the North Carolina Panthers, could very well be the number three seed in the NFC today. You've got the Rams. You've got the Saints. I could make an argument over anybody else. And you want to argue the Bears, eliminated in the first round of the playoffs. Mitch Trubisky, really? I mean, and the Bears were 5-3 after 8 games, the Panthers 6-2 before Cam went down. The Carolina Panthers and the additions they've made on this defensive line, I'm telling you, folks, this could be a very, very special season in the Carolinas when it comes to the NFL team, and Gerald McCoy's most recent addition is a big part of that as well. He's a beast, was a little bit disenfranchised, demoralized in Tampa, now gets a fresh start. He goes to the Carolina Panthers, and joining us right now to discuss that has become kind of a friend of the show. His name is Marcel Louis-Jacques, and he is the Carolina Panthers beat writer for the Charlotte Observer, who joins us right now on the line. Marcel, good afternoon. First things first, I just saw on Twitter very recently that congratulations are in order to you, sir. I feel like I've barely gotten to know you, and I don't know if you're moving, if you're staying, but Marcel Louis-Jacques, you mind if I share this, Marcel? Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead, man. Word is out now.
Marcel Louis-Jacques is joining ESPN's NFL Nation staff as its new Buffalo Bills reporter starting July 1st. Marcel, that is incredible. I knew Jenna Lane. I know Jenna Lane from radio in Tampa that became the NFL Nation reporter for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is incredibly exciting news, man. Congratulations.
I appreciate you, man. I'm thrilled to get started. I wasn't on the Panthers beat for a long time, but I mean, I can't understate how much I learned, how much I enjoyed being here. Charlotte, man, the Carolinas, period. That's where my mom's side of the family is from. This was almost like a homecoming, man. I've been out here for 2 years, including my time covering Clemson. But I'm floored, I'm humbled, and just really thank God for the opportunity, man. And I'm also taking coat recommendations, because that's a different kind of cold out there, man. You know I'm Californian. So
yeah,
it's going to be a new experience, man. But it's been a hell of a ride, man. And I'm excited to get started.
So, you know, I've never understood, Marcel. I think you and I would be the last two people alive to be the shirtless fat guy at the games up there. You know, and yet you see them every single game.
Yeah.
I've never understood how people can do that. Do they have the same skin I have? Because that feels horrible on my skin, personally.
Like, I'm not built like that, man. Like, I gotta wear a pea coat to walk my dog in Charlotte in the winter, man. Like, I'm gonna find out. I'm gonna learn a little bit about myself this winter, and it's gonna be another story to tell, man. Because I lived in Lake Havasu City for 2 years, which is it might statistically be the hottest place in the United States.
Wow.
I think it set the Western Hemisphere record 20 years ago.
Okay.
Like 128 degrees in the summer.
What?
So how many people could say
that? Wait a minute, 128?
Extremes.
I would rather just be placed in the oven than be outside for that. Just stick me in the oven. I'm good. I can't handle it. So Marcel Louis-Jacques joining the show here. So Gerald McCoy, big addition. What's the most interesting thing you gleaned from the press conference yesterday, Marcel?
What interested me is just how I guess not angry. Angry isn't the word to describe how he feels toward Tampa Bay. It doesn't seem like there's any real animosity there. He said something about when he saw Peyton Manning was released by the Colts in 2012, that it changed his entire mindset on the league, and that he realized anybody can go at that point. So there doesn't seem, I know it's been widely reported, it doesn't seem like there's much anger there toward the organization. But, you know, I think he can't outright say it. I think it'd be foolish to expect he doesn't come out with a little extra fire. And I think that it was a contributing factor in him choosing an NFC South, an NFC South team to sign with.
So he's not saying it, but you get the vibe that he really wants to stick it to Tampa the best way that he can, which is, you know, look, the Carolina Panthers gave him a base of $8.5 million. Carolina was on the hook. I mean, Tampa was on the hook for 14. What's not to understand there? Obviously, Carolina's paying less. The Bucs wanted to pay less as well. Why couldn't the Bucs just work out a one-year, $8.5 million deal for him?
Well, I mean, they're just not ready to compete. Tampa's not ready to compete. I think Bruce Arians could do great things for that franchise, but not right away. I think Gerald McCoy is tired of losing, and he went to a situation where he feels like he could win right now. I think there's still a little bit of uncertainty in Baltimore, even though he did say that visit did go incredibly well. And there's still some uncertainty in Cleveland. I know they've put together this all-star roster, but I seem to remember, you know, Philadelphia putting together an all-star roster one offseason about 10 years ago, and it didn't quite work out for them. So until you see a product on the field, it's kind of hard to, you know, get on board with these superstar teams. And it's an unproven coach. I think what he got here in Carolina was a situation where if Cam is healthy, it's a team that is built to win right now. It's a coaching staff that has had success in this league for a long time. And it's a climate, it's a city, it's an area of the country he's familiar with. So everything, you know, now that he came out and spoke to us yesterday, it does make a lot of sense why he decided to play with the Panthers.
One of my colleagues in Houston, where I just moved from, Marcel, was Seth Payne, who played for both the Texans and the Jacksonville Jaguars. And he said if he could do it all over again, he'd never sign with another interdivision team, because what he didn't realize at the time was it damaged relationships with the fans that he would be encountering for the rest of his life. He didn't realize at the time. When you consider that, is what Gerald McCoy did something you would entertain doing as well? Because I do see Seth Payne's side of this.
I mean, I guess it makes sense there, but I don't think that organization did right by him. I think it's somewhat disrespectful to give basically his replacement his number. No matter what, like, nobody's going to come out and say that publicly, but that is incredibly disrespectful for a guy who's been the lone bright spot on a pretty average to below average team over the past 10 years. But I mean, he just wants to win, and players have to do what's best for them. As fans, I think people need to stop getting in this mindset that you know what's best for the player, or that they're not people too. They shouldn't make decisions. Players should not make decisions with fans in mind, or at least not at the forefront of their mind. I think it's a little controlling for fans to think that way or treat him any differently. Like, this is his career, just like, you know, anybody is going to go to their next opportunity when it provides it, or when it's provided. So no. I don't think there's a problem signing interdivision.
Marcel, the Carolina Panthers as the potential third best team in the NFC, buying or selling? My take.
Hey, I'm buying it. This defense looks salty on paper, of course, but I mean, based on the speed that I've seen at OTAs, based on the names that they've added and the names that they've retained, I think that we're going to see a completely revamped defense from this past season. And this is a franchise that's always prided itself on that side of the ball. So last year was a little odd to watch, but Rivera is a defensive minded coach. Eric Washington is a talented coach who is still, I guess, learning the ropes as a coordinator, but he's learning from one of the best minds in the game right now. Then offensively, you're seeing a lot of talk, you know, outside of Charlotte, meaning outside of the people who watched the Panthers last year. And they're thinking, you know, they don't have wide receivers. That's not a – Cam has nobody to throw to. And these people didn't watch DJ Moore. They didn't watch Curtis Samuel. They didn't watch Christian McCaffrey. They just maybe played a little fantasy football. I think this offense is ready to go, and it is built perfectly for what North Turner wants to do with it. So, no, I'm buying, and I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked if they won the NFC South this season.
Marcel Louis-Jacques has been and will continue to be for this month the Carolina Panthers beat writer for the Charlotte Observer. Major congratulations as he's becoming the ESPN NFL Nation reporter for the Buffalo Bills starting on July 1st. Marcel, we hope to have you on again before you head up north, but we're so happy for you, man. Congratulations, and really, really drink this in, man. We get both, no matter the medium, we get kicked around a lot and beaten down a lot. And so, you know, I think we all do ourselves a service when we can truly celebrate other success. I'm so happy for you, man. And I want you to truly celebrate this and drink this in, because you've earned it.
I appreciate it, man. That does mean a lot. And this fan base has been good to me. Clemson's fan base was good to me. I'm excited to see what Bills Mafia is all about.
There you go. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Marcel. Marcel Louis-Jacques, Charlotte Observer, beat reporter. Up next, a sobering pro sports realization. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. So I said a sobering sports realization. I was thinking about this yesterday. I do not believe in the NBA playoffs that you get more money the further you advance in the playoffs. I don't believe you do. Right? So if you make it to the second round, I don't believe the NBA keeps cutting you checks. When you sign your deal, your contract deal, you get paid the same amount of money, whether you are eliminated before the postseason or whether you go all the way to the NBA Finals. And so I was thinking about this yesterday. If you're a team that doesn't have a shot to win the NBA championship, if you're the Detroit Pistons, the Orlando Magic, the LA Clippers, and you're in the NBA playoffs, don't you kind of want to lose? Because your time off is precious, right? I mean, now that I'm back in a quote-unquote real job, wink, wink, I only get 2 weeks of vacation a year. As a teacher, I got 2.5 months. At this time a year ago, I was on a 2.5 month vacation. And NBA players get those vacations. So if you're not paid any different, and this kind of was a sobering feeling for me, what's to stop any of these guys from just wanting to lose? And it's weird. You ever have these epiphanies like, I never thought about that before? Like, you know, the baseball postseason is so short, I don't think you need to worry about that, right? The football postseason is so short, I don't think you need to worry about that. What, I mean, if you're in the playoffs, it's January 1st. If you're in the Super Bowl, it's February 3rd. Big deal. The NBA playoffs are its own season. The NHL playoffs are its own season. And if I'm in either of those leagues and I'm the 8th seed and I don't really feel like we have a shot, what's to stop me from kind of hoping that we lose? You know, a few years ago, James Harden made a shot at the buzzer to prevent the Rockets from getting swept at the hands of the Golden State Warriors. And Dwight Howard, then on the Rockets, looked pissed off that he made the shot. I don't want to sit here for another 3 days, man. I want to go on summer break. When I saw that, it just kind of triggered something in me. And you don't think about that. But I bet you guys that will never admit it actually want their teams to lose. The NBA has got a big problem on its hands, and they're causing it themselves. I'll share the 5 W's of that with you next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.